transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Join us for worship or Bible study at the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry. This morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, is one of those opportunities for us to pay close attention to something that at first doesn't seem to have anything to do with us. We see in the gospel very clearly a man who had a demon possession. Not just one demon, but many demons had taken over this man's life. So many that when Jesus asked the name of the demon, and now we should think of that though. Jesus asked the name of the demon, he also knew the demons, because he's God. Something to always put in our heads. So when he asked the demon, he says, "What's your name?" The demon said, "Legion." Because there were that many demons that had taken over this man's life. And we hear this gospel and we read the story in the scriptures. And I suppose that many of us consider, well, this really doesn't have much to do with me. After all, I don't have a demon possession. I am not possessed with a demon. I'm here in church. Would I come to church if I had a demon possession? Some of us don't even believe in demons, although they're real. And so we hear this reading, and sometimes we just kind of cast it aside as, oh, one of those nice things we hear in the scriptures. But my brothers and sisters, if, as the Lord says, if we have ears to hear, then we will understand that this gospel lesson is completely for us and about us and will help us understand the struggle we have in life. We may not have the same kind of spiritual demons that the man had in this morning's gospel. But we do have demons. All of us have at least one thing, and some of us have many things, that just as the demons controlled this man's life, we all have struggles that control us. Just as the demons in this man's life were so controlling, so abusive, and so vicious, the man was an outcast. It says he lived not in his home, but among the tombs. He lived at the graveyard. So he was such an outcast because of the way the demons had controlled him, he couldn't even live among the civilized people. And my brothers and sisters, our demons, if we don't attend to them, our demons can have the same kind of effect on our life. Our demons might be depression. Our demons might be the various loneliness that we might feel. Our demons might be these memories of struggles and pain and abuse that we may have had in our past, and they come to us, and sometimes they can cripple us if we allow them to. There are many people, and we may even know some, if we think about it right now, where the demons of depression or addiction have someone so controlled that they are an outcast even among their own family members. Where their fears get the best of them. And there's one demon, my brothers and sisters, that every single one of us struggles with, and that we are struggling with it right now if we are willing to admit it. And that is the demon of pride. If we think about the legion demons as this morning's gospel actually says to Jesus Christ, says to God, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Don't we find ourselves saying very similar things to God? "Leave me alone, God. I don't want to worry about those things right now. Leave me alone, God. I don't want to do my prayers. Leave me alone, God. I don't want to go to church today," although today we're here. We many times have the exact same conversation with God. And that's the demon of pride within us. Because we want to control our destiny. We want to have complete control on what we do in life. And the beautiful thing is, we are in complete control. God has given us the complete freedom. The freedom to love Him, the freedom to ignore Him, the freedom to embrace Him, the freedom to reject Him. And so it is actually unnecessary for us to say to God, "Leave me alone, God." But that's our pride within us, trying to take over. And this, my brothers and sisters, can cripple us. You see, when we go through life affected by the various demons that affect us, laziness is another one. When we find ourselves affected by these various demons in our life, it's our pride that keeps us from coming to God and saying, "Please help me, God." It's the demon of pride that keeps us away from the church when we need her the most. Because I'm not going there. That church is filled with a bunch of hypocrites. I know how they really live. They don't live the way they talk in church. Why should I go to that church? That's something that only the hypocrites do. The exact same response as the demon in this morning's gospel. But there is a better way. And there is hope to be freed from the demons. It doesn't matter what demon possesses us. In this morning's gospel, it says that when Christ came near the town, it says he stepped out and there he met him a certain man, and the man bowed down in front of Jesus. You see, even though the demons had a deep control in him, deep down in his heart, he knew that he had to approach God. And for that split second, for that one quick moment, he could see God in front of him, and he said, "Now's my chance." And he runs to God and he falls down in front of Jesus. And then just there, the demon took over again. But God saved him. The demon of pride. The demon says to God, "Well, if you're going to make me leave this guy anyway, you see those pigs over there, God? At least let me go control those pigs for a while." God says, "Sure, go right ahead." He saved the man from his demons. And he can save us from our demons. The demons of our past, those nightmares that wander around in our brain and consume us sometimes and cripple us sometimes and sometimes even make us a stranger among those who love us and care for us. And sometimes they even keep us away from His church. My brothers and sisters, don't let those demons get the better of you. Don't let those demons of fear and depression and all those other things that our friends and our family members are struggling with, don't let them get the best of us. If we have to crawl on our knees to God and beg Him to free us, He will. All we have to do is approach Him. All of our family members or our friends or our neighbors, we all know people who are struggling with their demons. Bring them to God and His church. And God can take away and send away and free us and our friends and our family. Then it says that this young man wanted to stay with God desperately. You can almost see him begging God, "I'm so free, God, finally I'm free from all these things. Let me go around with you, let me stay with you." And Jesus, of course, has other plans. He says, "No." He says, "Go back to your home. Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." Why do you think God told him to go home? So he could share the hope with the others. So that when he returned home, finally in his right mind, people could say, "What happened? You're all better." And he could say, "God took my demons away from me. I'm now living free from my addiction. I'm now living free from my depression. I'm now living free from my anxiety and my pain and the nightmares of my history. All because God has freed me from the captivity." And when our friends and our family see us standing tall, and when they see us free, they're going to want to know how it happened. And God says, "Go and tell them so they can see the great things that God has done." And it says that he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city and the country the great things Jesus had done for him. Free. That's what the gospel's all about. There is nothing that we struggle with that God cannot take away. All we have to do is be open to Him and crawl to Him if we have to. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the Transfiguration of Our Savior Greek Orthodox Church in Florence, South Carolina. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. Contributions may be sent to Be Transfigured Ministries, P.O. Box 5030, Florence, South Carolina 29502, or on our website at www.liveanewlifeinchrist.org.